Big game tonight on the network with Jackson High and Ypsilanti. It's the game that it seems like it's been canceled about 100 times, probably at least three, maybe four, but they'll finally play it tonight over at Jackson High. Hopefully you get out there. Should pack the place with Imani Bates and Ipsy Lincoln, and they lead Jackson by a game. They're going to play twice this week. Dan Crowley joins us, and Dan, should be fun tonight.
Oh, it's been a long time coming, Greg. Like the last time it was canceled, I told you it felt like we were in the movie Groundhog Day. Everything kept going over and over, but we've been waiting for this one. We had one slip up against Chelsea that cost us a little bit, so now we got to win both games this week to win the league. And but Chelsea did us a favor and knocked them off last week too. So we're really expecting a big crowd tonight, and we're excited to play.
Yeah, and this has been a rough winter, hasn't it, Dan? With all these postponements.
Yeah, it's really only been the Lincoln postponements. That's the crazy thing. Both times we were supposed to play them, we canceled on Tuesday and then had to turn around and cancel Wednesday. Both times it was scheduled. So now it's come down to playing them tonight and then again Thursday night at their place.
I know some schools around here have 10, 11 days off. That's got to affect your practice and everything, doesn't it?
The only time we weren't able to practice, because the school does allow us to practice as long as the roads are safe, were the days that it got real cold.
Mm-hmm.
We lost that game to Chelsea, and then we weren't able to practice Wednesday or Thursday just for, the sake of not having to heat the building because of the consumers' watch and all that. So we weren't able to practice before we played at Dexter. Came out a little sluggish that night, but we have been able to practice and practices. We were really amped up to play last week, and the practices were a little disappointing, but we got it done and got some work done, and we have taken care of business and set us up to put everything in our hands. So if we can win out, we can win the league.
Well, Ipsy Lincoln just got by Ipsy, a 1-point win on Friday, but tell us about the Bates kid. Unbelievable article by Mick McCabe in the Free Press.
Yeah, he's everything that Mick talked about. He's 6'8", 6'9", freshman. He is thin, but he's got great feet. He works, like the article said, and he works very hard at his game, not just in practice, but out of practice. And he's a special kid. All the people that know anything about basketball in Michigan knew that he was coming. The first question was, where was he going to go to school? He ended up at Lincoln. He's got skills. He's got a lot of skills. Being 6'8", 6'9", he's more of a perimeter player than he is a post player.
Mm-hmm.
He can bring the ball up against pressure, and he does a lot. His first basket as a high school basketball player was about a 23-foot jump shot. I was there at Eastern Michigan. They played Huron, first game of the year. His first two shots were deep, and he does that a lot. He has the capability of doing that. So we've got to guard him, all 94 feet. So, and we plan on doing that tonight. We hopefully we've got our athletes ready to play, and mm-hmm. we're able to contain them. They've got three other very good players, though. Jalen Fisher is an excellent perimeter player. He's also has the capability of scoring from long range. He's number 14. He's a fun kid to watch. I'm not so sure it's going to be much fun to play against him, but he's a fun kid to watch. And then they've got another kid, number 4, Amari Fry. He's got the capability of scoring too. And then their point guard is a strong kid. His last name's Chapman. He's number 0. But all 4 of them are very good basketball players. And they're going to be a handful, but I'm hoping that we've had enough time to prepare and we're up for the challenge tonight.
Well, really, Dan, the last few years, you've been through a similar situation with Brandon Johns.
Yeah.
A kid that can absolutely dominate. He was an older player, maybe a little different style, but I always saw Johns. He never wanted to get around the basket too much. He loved that 15-foot jumper.
Oh, yeah. He was a perimeter player, and, you know, now at Michigan, he is playing a little bit inside, but he does have capability, and I guess that's his style, and that's why he went to Michigan instead of Michigan State. But he was a handful to put up with for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, you know, the kid up at Lansing Everett, Trevor Manuel, his senior year, we had to deal with him, the 6'9 kid. So, you know, we've always had the challenge, and we've always met the challenge. Last year we played East Lansing twice, very, very tough. We lost a very disappointing game up there. We had a chance to beat them on their own floor, and we let it slip through our hands. Brandon got fired up and played well down here last year. That was an exceptional performance that he put on here last year. And one thing we don't want to do is we don't want to make these big kids mad, because when they start the overrated chant, they try to prove you wrong. And Brandon did that last year. And Amani did that at Ypsilanti this year, the first time they played. He went off for like 38 points or something against Ypsilanti.
Mm-hmm.
But the other night, that was an unbelievable game. I got to see the film of it. And a lot of up and down and a lot of spectacular athletic plays.
Well, it's a pretty athletic league, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, with the big, you know, with Ipsy and Ipsy Lincoln and Chelsea's kids, they just know how to win. They're good athletes and they're tough kids, and they beat us on our home floor. We beat them up there early in the year, and then they came down here and beat us on our floor. But it's a challenge, definitely.
I see Pioneer, they're ranked number 5 this week.
Yeah, they, you know, we got a chance to play against them early in the year too, and hopefully that helped prepare us for tonight. Huron, we had a great game with them up there. We had Tyshawn Kelly hit a shot literally at the buzzer to get a win at Huron, and so it's been an exciting year. Hopefully we have a great week this week and propel us and good things into the district next week.
How do you attack a kid like this, Dan? Do you mix up your defenses, box and one, double teams, or a little bit of everything?
You got to throw a little bit of everything. You got to, you know, try to keep them off guard and not let them get comfortable with what they're doing. And you got to put kids that are, you know, we've got some athletic kids that will make him work. And so we've just got to make sure we're denying him the ball as much as possible. And, you know, just make him work and try and frustrate him a little bit. And if we can take care of the basketball ourselves and put some pressure on them to have to score, then that'll be in our favor.
Who's playing well for you guys, Dan?
The other night we had everybody all but one score up at Pickney. So we've been doing a great job. Zaire Edwards and Kevin Payne led us in scoring the other night, both for the first time all year. But Tyler Hunt's been playing real well. Tyshawn Kelly, Micah Kretzinger, Dakota Robertson, got Zion Hardrick coming off the bench, giving us great energy coming off the bench. Kevin Payne, as I just said, is going to get a chance to play against Amani a little bit. You know, he's got some size. Micah's got some size and strength, and try and put him on him a little bit. So hopefully everybody's ready. You know, we've been waiting for it for a long time, and with that weather last night, I was hoping it wasn't going to continue, but thank goodness it didn't, and we're going to play it tonight. So doors are opening at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Freshman game starting at 4:00. JV game 15 minutes after that, then the varsity game, you know, right after that. We've got our parents' night tonight, too, because it's our last home game. We do not play Friday night against Ann Arbor Skyline. That game's been canceled because districts are starting next week.
Yeah, that's
but the doors are opening at 3:30.
Give us a little district preview, Dan.
Well, we drew Mason in first game. It's at Okemos. And Okemos drew the bye on our side. So if we do get by Mason, we will have Okemos waiting for us. Okemos is very talented. It's 17 or 18-1. They, you know, when our seniors were sophomores, Okemos, our record was 17-2, and Okemos were the two losses. They got a great point guard that they've had. He started as a freshman. They've got two or three other players. Off the top of my head, I can't remember their names right now. But we know Okemos is very good. And on the other side, there's East Lansing's waiting there, Holt, you know, our other teams that we used to play in the CAAC. It's going to be a CAAC, you know, showdown from last year. So we, you know, we got a chance to win it.
Sure.
At Okemos, though, and we'll have our hands full. But
Dan, were you surprised you were sent north instead of to the east?
Where we've been. Well, we've gone north. We've gone west. You know, 4 years ago, we went west and had to play Kalamazoo Loy Norix at Loy Norix. So you just never know, being in Jackson, being a centrally located city in Class A, Division One. You just go where they tell you to go.
Yeah.
Come sure. Ready to play.
So triple header tonight at Jackson with the freshman at 4, varsity game about 7, and you'll be able to hear that. 970, 101.5 FM. And Dan, good luck tonight.
Your broadcast partner from the fall texted me this morning, told me he's going to be listening.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I hope he's got his sunscreen on.
Good luck, Dan.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.